The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This year had some amazing releases. And if you want to find out what the 2023 Bourbons of the Year are, then stick around.
First off, we want to thank all of our patrons. Without your support, none of this would be possible. So all these bottles that we have on the table are all because of you. So thank you very, very much.
We owe it to you guys. Thank you for the support. And if you want to find out more about that, stick around to the end of this episode. We've got all the deets on the Patreon. Now, I guess we have to have a disclaimer.
We do need some disclaimers. So first off, we didn't get to try every bourbon.
No,
we didn't.
No,
so we drank a lot of bourbon last year, but it turns out we didn't taste them all.
Yeah, we did have quite a bit. So we did miss out on some bangers like William LaRue Weller, Eagle Rare 17, Four Roses Limited Edition.
I didn't miss out on that.
What?
I have one.
Ugh. You should have brought it.
Sure. I'm so sorry.
E.H. Taylor Barrel Proof, didn't get a lot B, any Face Pappies. And I'm sure there's some others that we're leaving off the list. So if you're going to do a list, it has to be things that you actually tasted. Otherwise, you're just putting BS out into the world, which we don't do. And so this is our bourbon of the year list based on our palates and the bottles that we were able to try.
Right.
Okay. Yep. All right. So let's hop right into it. What? Okay. And these are in no particular order. So I figure we can just go through the list and then... for those of us who have tried them, we can tell people what we thought about them.
Can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
My favorite on this list today, and from the year of 2023, has got to be, in this lineup at least, the Jack Daniel's 12.
Okay.
I mean, that pour, I had that for the first time over here. I think it was actually at that point a media release when we got that, which was probably 6 months ago. But good God, was it great.
Yeah.
It was just, I thought the 10 was good. And it definitely outshines the 12. The 12 definitely outshines the 10. And I understand why you keep it hidden on your shelf.
Yeah, I keep the 10 in front of the 12 on the shelf so that when people...
Spoiler alert, if you ever come over... That's where you can find it.
If you dig around, there's some stuff in the back. But so this was one that... I felt like it had like a berry medley flavor in the mid palate that is absolutely not characteristic of Jack Daniel's. So, I mean, there's a little bit of that banana.
Yeah. And it's not very prevalent.
It's not super prevalent. Yeah. There's a little bit of the nuttiness.
The 10 has it more than the 12 for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably why I enjoyed it the most is because I'm so used to that banana forward, like in your face banana flavor from everything JD to finally have something that had a little bit of that, but it had so much more. And plus, I'm a fan of nutty, right? I'm a Jim Beam hound.
Yeah.
So I love that nuttiness. And so when I got a little bit of that on there, I was like, done deal. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. So one of my favorites this year, which surprised me, was Russell's Reserve Single Rickhouse Camp Nelson F.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why it surprised me is because I love Russell's.
Yeah.
But most of the special releases, like the 1998, the 2003, what makes them special is extra age.
Right.
And I don't believe turkey needs to be that old to taste great. For me, turkey tastes better in a moderate age, but not at a super high age.
Sure.
And at $300, I was like,
was that MSRP?
That was SRP for this bottle. I, truth be told, I wanted to do the review, but I didn't want to spend the $300.
Yeah.
And so I allowed a friend of mine to get the bottle in exchange for letting me crack it and do the review. And when I opened it, I loved it so much that I went out and sourced a second bottle.
Right, yeah. That should tell you something right there. I mean, if you're willing to pay that at MSRP, You got to know you love it.
Well, and, you know, I kept thinking about, like, what would I pay for a Pappy 23 that I know is nowhere near this good?
Right. Sure.
Right. Yeah. So it helped me to justify.
And we got word that this is 14 years old.
Correct. Yeah. We heard from Bo Garrett from the distillery. He is in the know. Bo's in the know.
Thank you, Bo.
He let us know that 14 years old, and typically for me, if it's above 12 in turkey, it's super sus.
Yeah, because you did not like the Wild Turkey 12-year-old.
The Wild Turkey 12 is a little...
last year.
Yeah, I like it. It's just a little too oaky for me.
Yeah.
But this was phenomenal.
I knew I was a bigger Bourbon Real Talk fan than you.
How do you know that?
Well, because I don't just use a prideful goat, Glenn. I got an official Bourbon Real Talk tumbler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I got this Bourbon Real Talk lanyard to carry my whiskey glass in.
Oh, well, speaking of whiskey glasses, do you have one of these?
No, I don't.
Rocks glass.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, official.
Well, I love my wife, and I bought her this official Whiskey Wife flask from Bourbon Real Talk.
Well, that's cute and everything, but I got my wife one of these.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, you can just add your own liquor, and it's an actual cocktail right there in a jar.
Me and my wife like to make cocktails, so we got this simple syrup off the website.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay. Well, do you and your wife have one of these? This is an official sticker. You can only get these on the website.
No, but I do have these official coasters that have the Bourbon Real Talk logo on them, and I'm representing.
Hmm. Well, while you're representing those little coasters of yours, I've got an aroma kit.
Do you?
Yeah, so I can smell literally everything in bourbon. Everything.
Well, I don't have that, but I do have this sample box that I keep all my samples in because I'm part of the community and I share samples.
Yeah, but do you have Glen Toppers that are officially Bourbon Real Talk?
I don't have that, but I do have this large whiskey carrying case for my glasses so that I don't break them.
See, I knew you had that. That's why I have this, the smaller version, okay? It packs more easily into your suitcase. Uh-huh. Don't want to mess with that big old thing, okay?
Suitcase, that's for lamos. Check this thing out. I have a Bourbon Real Talk bottle carrying bag. You can't beat that.
I don't know if I can because...
And on top of that, I have a Bourbon Real Talk t-shirt. I'm the bigger fan.
Oh, I can beat that. Is it extra schmedium?
No, I don't have an extra schmedium.
Ha! Extra schmedium.
You might be the bigger fan. You win.
I knew it.
So whether you're a Bourbon Real Talk super fan or simply looking for quality whiskey swag, head over to bourbonrealtalk.com today.
What about you, Aaron? Like, what was your kind of, like, stood out to you?
So, I'm kind of torn, and I'm interested to see when we actually decide to blind these and see what comes out on top. But the Michter's 10, the nose on this bottle of bourbon is something special.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there's rumors out there that it's not even close to 10 years
old. It's like 15.
15, yeah. And I've even heard up to 16. But, you know, it's the nose is unbelievable. So, for me... That's one of my favorites. Other than that, you know, just the ECBP
C923. Mm-hmm.
Such a hitter. Yeah. I mean, it's so good. There's a good amount of oak. There's so much good sweetness and some confectioner sugar in there, the balance on it. So, you know, I'm thinking personally for me that this is probably going to come out on top. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But only because this one, I think we're going to be able to kind of differentiate it because of the proof.
Age. Yeah, the proof and the proof age. Is low.
And so we'll see. I'm anxious to see how it fares because it is really, really good.
So talking about those two, this one is the most superb example of an ultra premium that is slightly lower proof that holds its own.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And I have done some blinds with some higher proof. And
it's 94.4.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's held up.
And I actually poured this yesterday, just a tiny amount, next to this year's Old Forester birthday bourbon.
Okay, yeah.
Because they're both lower proofs. And I think we as whiskey enthusiasts have to remember that some of these ultra premiums were created before everybody was drinking jet fuel all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And that's the case with Blanton's. Blanton's gets a bad rap for being too light. But at the time, 93 was a high proof compared to its contemporaries. And I feel like Michter 10 year kind of falls in that category. But this, to me, this year is hands down the best premium whiskey below 100 proof.
Oh, 100%.
Hands down.
Not even close.
No question.
Wow. Yeah.
And then, you know, talking about this one, of course, C923, everybody lost their mind. Everybody gave it good reviews. Now it's trading on the secondary.
Yeah.
People have been complaining in the comments. And I kind of understand where they're coming from because we tried it next to B, 523.
Blew it out of the water.
It was so close for me.
Oh, you thought it was.
I mean, I could tell the difference, and I did like the 9 more.
Yeah, for sure.
But to pretend that one was a 75 on a 100-point scale and the other's a 95.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean,
it's that, they're not that different.
Not that different. But, yeah. You know, when you're talking about premium bourbons that get released consistently, you know, on every 3 or 4 months, I guess, they come out with a new one.
Right.
I mean, to me, it was significantly better. But, yeah, when you're rating them, it's not like B523 was bad.
Right, right.
It just kind of pissed everybody off because it's
under 12,
drop, you know, the age
thing. So let's talk about this last one, Aaron. This is your.
I mean,
this
is. I'm gonna let Wes take it off on that.
Well, this is the one in the list that I guess I differed from these guys, and it's just a palate preference.
Okay.
Right? I've never, I've yet to become a fan of super like double oaked or like stuff that's super got that oak forward charred flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And this to me, heard a lot of hype about it. Found a bottle at a great price. Got the bottle. Cracked it open. And it was so overpowering, at least at that first taste, so overpowering with that char flavor. I felt like I was chewing on a firewood log that had been sitting there for a while. And I was like, man, I really was hoping to love this more.
Mm.
And so what I'm doing is letting it sit for a little bit, and then I'm going to revisit it. But as of now, it was a bust for me.
So
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I almost didn't include this one in the list because it's the only one that's not a straight bourbon.
True.
Well, let's address that. Jack Daniel's is legally bourbon. I know that it says it's Tennessee whiskey, but it complies with all of the standards of identity for bourbon. So I include it in the list.
Yep.
If you're a huge Jack Daniel's fan and you get offended by that, I am sorry. You can go watch my video with the assistant head distiller where she admits it's bourbon.
Either way, it's going in the list.
Either way, it's going in the list.
It might win.
But this one, I almost didn't include because it is toasted barrel finish.
Yeah.
You can apply for your label under the category of bourbon when you do this. Okay. The rules have recently changed. I don't know whether or not this was 641 or 141 class, but I loved this whiskey so much.
It does say double oaked bourbon whiskey.
Yeah. Well, even when they're finished, you can still say bourbon whiskey. It's might be more significant that it doesn't say straight bourbon whiskey. But anyways, I loved it so much. I was like, I have to put it in the list.
I mean, it's like rocket fuel, man. And you know, look at the color on
it. I mean,
that.
You can see. It looks like we got coffee here. And we got tea here. Right?
Like, so it's like, I mean, it's
something serious.
And I'm kind of perplexed on it. You know, kind of like with Wes, you know, he's not a huge fan. And I think even when we reviewed it, you know, I said I wasn't the biggest fan of it either. It was just so powerful. And I got kind of a sulfur note off of it initially. And I don't know if it just my palate adjusted or if I just, you know, let it sit for a little while. I know, you know, whiskeys don't change once they're open, but to me, you know, I've gone back to it a couple times since then, and I do really enjoy it. It's just, it is a flavor bomb. There is more going on in this bottle than any of these other ones. It's just whether or not that's to your taste or not.
Yeah, and for me, I don't get sulfur. I don't even get oak.
I don't get a lot of oak.
I get s'mores.
Okay.
It tastes like sweet campfire smoke mixed with, like, a caramelized sugar, and I really like that flavor. To me, this surprised me because the underlying bourbon notes tasted like George T. Stagg to me, and then lay on top of it those s'mores flavors, and I was like, yes, I am in on this. So
I agree on the s'mores. They're just burnt. They're overdone. And I will admit, I'm one of those marshmallow s'more guys that's like the toasty brown, like a little tannish.
Yeah.
I'm not the guy that sets it on fire. If it's on fire, it's gone to the dog. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is on fire marshmallow, in my opinion.
Okay.
Some people like that, though.
Yeah, you know, everyone's palate's different.
That's it.
All right, so let's give away some whiskey.
Okay.
So I did not clear this with Aaron yet because some of these bottles are his. But I thought maybe we'd give a one.
We're giving away this
back.
Whole bottle.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
No,
it's all yours.
I think that'd be fantastic. Okay, not the whole bottle.
Yeah. So we're gonna give away a 1 ounce sample pack so that you can try our bourbons of the year at home.
All right.
All you have to do. Tell them what they have to do, Wes.
This is what you have to do. Mm-hmm. You have to like, subscribe, ring the bell. Those are the easiest things, okay? I'm starting easiest to hardest here. You're going to like, subscribe, ring the bell, let you know about future episodes. And the reason you need to know about future episodes is because we do an episode giveaway every single time.
Yep.
Every Friday, you can tune in right here on the YouTubes, and you can get yourself entered to win really cool giveaways. Last couple things you need to do is just comment below, whatever you want to comment, okay? Throw in there if you've tried any of these, what you think. You can say we're crazy. You can say we're awesome. Whatever you want to say in the comments is up to you. The last thing is really important. You need to click the link for the giveaway because that's how we're going to get in touch with you.
Yep.
We're not going to take your information and sell it. We're not going to spam you with a bunch of other crap that you don't want to see. We are going to keep your information, run it in the randomizer, so that way we can pick a winner and we can let you know if you won.
Yep. Hopefully you all enjoyed this content.
I did.
If you want to support this channel, there's several different ways you can do it. Mm-hmm. And the easiest way would be to join Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go down to the video description, there's a link to our Patreon. It's called Bourbon Real Talk Plus. You can't look us up because we talk about alcohol, so they block the search feature. But if you click the link, you can go check out all of the member benefits. And it's not just a donation. Mm-hmm. We have bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers, barrel picks, in-person meetups, monthly virtual bottle shares, where you get together online and share a pour, massive discounts on merchandise, and you get the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting this channel and its mission.
But that's not all.
That's not all. You can buy merch, bourbonrealtalk.com. And we got a lot of really awesome things for whiskey lovers.
These glasses, man. These glasses.
Yeah,
these glasses are
One of a kind.
Yeah, we had these custom designed. They're great for high proof spirits. We got bottle carrying bags, sensory kit to train your palate, all kinds of stuff over there. And I've been subsidizing this channel with my real estate income for years because I am a real estate agent.
Yeah.
And so if you need residential real estate services in the Dallas or Houston metro areas, I'd love for you to reach out to me. And I give epic closing gifts in the form of high-end whiskey deals.
Absolutely. Really good stuff, too.
And so,
BTACs, Pappies.
Yep. I've given all of that away.
Yep.
So, Wes, how could they show you?
I'm also in the real estate realm. I have a company called Tormax Real Estate Media. So if you're a real estate agent in DFW, a home builder, or an Airbnb or project or a property manager, you can look us up at tormaxmedia.com and you can book a shoot. We do photography, aerial services, video work, virtual reality stuff. So if you need anything to market that property, we're your folks for that. I also have whiskeythread.com. It's a exclusively whiskey t-shirts. So you can go on there, find a cool whiskey shirt that resonates with you and you want to represent. Go on there and check it out. A lot of good comfy tees there. And last but not least, Old Town Provisions is my men's retail store. We're both online and in the brick and mortar in Burleson, Texas. So if you're looking for dude stuff in the form of knives or leather goods or coolers or apparel or jerky or whatever you're looking for your guy or for yourself, OldTownProvisions.com. And we've got Aaron here.
Well, first I want to say I just checked out the website last week.
Oh, yeah?
I felt like my beard grew another inch.
So that is a free hack, a life hack, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I just felt manly.
Like if your beard's a little patchy, just go to oldtownprovisions.com.
Yeah, I feel very manly just looking at
it.
And
it probably will fill right in.
And despite popular belief, you don't have to have a beard to be on the show, but it certainly helps.
It helps. It does help.
We're getting randy there.
Definitely, yes. So.
And then, you can support me. I'm a lender.
Who doesn't need money?
Yeah, right? for real estate. So Randy and I have been working together for almost a decade. So I operate in Texas primarily, but also Oklahoma, Florida, and Colorado. So if you're looking to purchase a new home in 2024, rates are starting to come down. It's a good time to check me out and see what I can do for you.
That's awesome. All right. Well, hopefully you enjoyed this content. We'd love to tell you a little bit about our show philosophy, and that is that we love to help people come together, form connections. And that is something that is important to me because I lost my brother to suicide. And in the aftermath, I was trying to figure out, you know, what happened and what led to this. And I saw that he lost a lot of his social connections. Mm. And I've seen how whiskey creates social connections. So I thought maybe if I can help you get connected to whiskey, whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. But if you're going to have connection, you need a forum for people to interact.
Yeah.
And many of the whiskey forums out there are filled with negativity and hate from the whiskey trolls. And
they suck.
They do suck. And so we did start our own forum called Bourbon Real Talk Community. It is a free Facebook-based forum. Mm-hmm. And there's no trolls in there.
No, lots of
good stuff going on in there, though.
Yeah. We have this interesting kind of like electric fence around the community called a dynamic mod team that do an excellent job. And those little trolls come and try to peep their head and piss on our fence, and then they're shocked. And
they get shocked, and we kick them right out. It's great. So. Seeing all those trolls did teach me another valuable lesson, mm-hmm. and that is if they can hate you online, I can love you online.
Yep.
And that's why we end every show the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
This year had some amazing releases. If you want to find out what the 2023 whiskeys of the year are, stick around.
That's a long-ass word, man.
It's only right. funny if you know that the software is taking all of the spaces out, and it looks like just random letters.
That's like 40.
Here we go. For real
do,
now.
Do it right. You want me to do it?
I'll do it.
He's got it.
You can do it.
Let me prove myself. Here we go.
A whiskey troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face to face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls ruining your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.